the Rosh puts the next two oysters together, Oisayin and Ches. So I want to do two things. I want to read through the whole piece, and then we'll talk about each piece separately, but also want to try and figure out what the connection between the two parts of it are, because they seem to be very disparate elements. Number one, he says, we're holding Oisvav. Oh, Chemin HaKas. Okay, V'chemin HaKas. So the Rosh says that a person should be, the same way he said a person is supposed to be Misrachik, Tachas HaRichuk from Gaiva. Then he went through the Dalakitas, which are not Mikal Peneshchino, Chanifas, Sheker, Letzonos, and Achilles. Then the Rosh adds in that a person should be Misrachik Min HaKas. Now, there's no Gemara which says directly this in by Gai, but the Mishnah says Oid Moed Havishal Ruach, the Dalakitas, the Dalakitas, and Abakal Beneshchina. There is a Gemara in the Dorm. The Gemara in the Dorm says Kolakoyis is Komin and Gehenim Shaltim Boy, a person who has meat of Kas. All the different types of Gehenim are Shalit. So the Chavetz Chaim talks about it. He says, what are the different minim of Gehenim? It says the different Averis that a person does, the different meters that he has. So, that being so, there's different types of Gehenna which fit for different types of Averis. He says, what the Mora is saying is that a person who has the meter of Kas, nothing's going to stop him. The problem with Kas is that he has no power to limit himself or to control himself. It's a lack of control. That being said, he says, we can be guaranteed that over a period of time, he will touch on every single different type of Aveira, and therefore, Komen Gehenim will be Shaltim. But, and that's how he understands the problem of Kolakoyis. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, which you're probably just about to get to. The Gemara talks about the Malach of Kareya. The Gemara talks about Kareya B'chamosai. So the Gemara says that a person is Kareya B'godim B'chamosai, you should perceive him like he's doing about a Zora, because that's the Derech of the Yitzhara. Today he tells you to do this, tomorrow he tells you to do that, and eventually he tells you to go do about a Zora, and the person is Harlech V'Oyve. So the person goes all the way to about a Zora. So, I mean, if you tell me that Stam, that's the derech of the Yetzer Hara, that every single thing that he does, you know, the person gets worse and worse and worse. So any Avera, he's killed over to Avodah Zarah, because eventually he'll get to Avodah Zarah. So obviously the Mor is giving the mashal of Kareya Begadim V'chamosai. There's something about Kriyas Begadim V'chamosai in anger, which has Shaykhus to Avodah Zarah, that the path is the path of Avodah Zarah. The board doesn't say a person has involved in taiva, they will tell you to do this, to do that, eventually end up in Avodah Zarah. So what's the connection? So Hirsch, he talks about it, he says that a person gets angry to the point that he destroys something. It's a terrible avla, he's a balkas, etc. He says, destruction, the right to destroy something belongs to the owner. Only the owner has a right to destroy something. I can borrow something from you, I can use it, etc. You can be sure, but the decision of destruction, destruction only belongs to the owner. We live in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. In a Kodesh Baruch Hu's world, we're given kalim to use, we're given things to use. The decision to destroy something, we have no right to, because we're not the Baalim. The person is Kareb Begadim B'chamosai, he's making a statement that I am the center, I am the focus, I am what it's all about, and I can do whatever I want. Well, that's not too far from Avodah Zarah. That he's taken off the oil of Malchus Shemayim from himself, and he's ready to do whatever he wants. So that person eventually will do Avodah Zarah, because he'll go wherever he wants to go. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is not the one in charge. Chas v'sholem, that's in his perception. So that's what Avodah Zarah is. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is not the one in charge. Chas v'sholem. There's a Gemara. The more that Gemara of coming ahead of Sheldon, but the more it says, "Afilo Shchina Einoi Chashiv Kenegdo." When he gets angry and he loses control, nothing. He doesn't care about the Shchina either. He doesn't care about anything, because right now he's angry. Obviously, there are madrigas of there's different madrigas of Kas, but the root of Kas is an expectation which was not met. I deserve something. because I'm whatever reason why I think I deserve it. I didn't get it, so I have a complaint. That's the starting point of the meter of kaf. If there's zero expectations, then there's nothing to get upset about. I expect that I should be treated a certain way. I expect that I should get a certain rights, a certain advantages, whatever it might be, whatever the nekuda is. It's starting with an expectation of sukumtmir. And from sukumtmir, and it's a nishkakuman, I deserve it, and I didn't get it, so I get upset. So this, the original decision that I have a right to get it, where does it come from? So you can go a step back. The problem is not that he got not that he let out his anger in destruction, but to the point he has no control. And he says, "Well, I have a right to do whatever I want." But the starting point wasn't I have a right to do whatever I want. The starting point is I have expectations. Well, who gave you the right to have expectations? Why are you getting upset about something? It means you feel that you. So, well, yeah, in the world, in the construct that you're the focus and you're what it's all about, so yes, you have a right to expect certain things. But if my focus is, so get back to that nekuda that the Nefesh HaChaim says, that gaiva is a via voice atuma, that all of the roots of all of the midas rose, it all goes back to the mida of gaiva. That nekuda that I feel that I have a certain cheshivas, a certain significance, and therefore I deserve X, however it is, is back to that root. We spoke about humor, and we said, you know, we spoke about Litzanus. Litzanus is also except for the sinus of the Avodah Zorah. So if you look at Kas as a meat of the Kudah of Avodah Zorah, so the Batsim is Taka Litzanus. When you see a person who gets angry like that, you look at it like, you know, what's the guy's problem? It's, you know, it's, you know, if it wouldn't be so sad, it's funny. Like, I mean, people look at it and they laugh at it and they say, wow, like, you know, he thinks he deserves something. The humor with Chalal is the recognition of something that when it gets larger than its real reality, and the act of cutting it down to size is the act of Litzonis. So we spoke about it, the human being is Choshev and Taka, you can't cut him down to size because he Taka has a Cheshivas. Avodah Zorah is nothing to it. It's not real. So the whole Metzias of Avodah Zorah is it's puffed up. So the act of Litzonis is to cut the Avodah Zorah down to size. When you see a human being which is puffed up beyond his real reality, we enjoy seeing him cut down to size. The best way to deal with that is to use that meat of humor towards yourself. When a person starts getting expectations for himself, I deserve X, I deserve Y, and he realizes he's not getting it, so the same way somebody else can look at it, that's pretty funny. He says, you know, that's pretty funny. I expected that I should get it, and I didn't get it. I've shared with you before that I had a scenario where I ended up giggling in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. How was the scenario? As my son was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old. We came to davening, and he was doing something in the middle of davening. I forget what it was, which I felt, you know, he shouldn't be doing. So right before davening, I had this conversation with him. You know, you can't do that in the middle of davening. So he said, yeah, fine, whatever. It's such Shmoneh Esrei, and I noticed all of a sudden he's doing it. So my first reaction was like, I just had a conversation with him, and how could he not listen to me? You know, I'm such a big, you know, I'm his father, da 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 da. And I started laughing. You know, I'm such a chashuv guy that even my 5-year-old son doesn't listen to me. Like, you know, it was so, I mean, it was funny. But what happened? It's like a pressure cooker, and you have an escape. I would let out the tension inside of myself. Instead of getting upset, I realized it was funny. So I just like, almost, I giggled. I couldn't control myself. I giggled. And then it didn't share the rest of my Shmoneh Esrei. Although, if I had not done that, the whole Shmoneh Esrei would have had this tension inside of me. Why can't I get my 5-year-old son to listen to me? Like, you know, like, I don't get it, you know. But once I realized, like, why should he listen to me in a certain sense? Like, who do I think I am? That, you know, I deserve the like, you know, I expect to listen to me. I can't get my 5-year-old son to listen to me. I expect him to listen to me. I was like, if you come from that angle, it's like, you know, okay, fine. So, you know, move on with life. So I released my tension. I damaged Shmoneh Esrei like a mensch. And afterwards, I decided I'm not going to try to speak to him about it again. And apparently, he's not ready for that yet. It's not, you know, it was not something where he's holding by. But that ability to use the Kayach of Litzonis to remove the element of Avodah Zorah, which is there, the element of the puffing the person up beyond what his real reality is what you're supposed to use it for. That's, you know, not against somebody else, but, you know, the ability to laugh at yourself sometimes and don't take yourself so seriously and you know, I have tinnitus, etc. Like, why am I expecting? Like, you know, hello, you know, chill out a little bit, okay? I figured I deserve it myself. I said, no, ha ha. So it allows a person to have release that tension, release that frustration, and then focus on what he has to focus on.